Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar sekalian, moratorium Australia yang terakhir untuk penggusuran persewaan berakhir akhir pekan ini. Semua perlindungan terhadap penyewa di negara bagian New South Wales, Victoria, dan Australia Barat akan berakhir. Para ahli perumahan memperingatkan hal ini ditambah dengan perubahan pada JobKeeper dan JobSeeker akan memicu lonjakan penggusuran dan tunawisma. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Claudia Fahad. Setelah kehilangan pendapatan selama masa Kucitara tahap 4 di Melbourne, Jolin Chu mendekati pemilik rumahnya untuk pengurangan sewa. Namun itu tidak berjalan sesuai dengan rencana.
It's been tough, I'm not going to lie. It's been really tough. We went to CAB mediation where I experienced something really terrible where the property manager told me to go home to Malaysia and because, you know, you can't afford a place. Even after that, I was issued a notice to vacate, which was pretty much illegal during the pandemic. So if it wasn't for the renters and housing union, I wouldn't know that it was illegal and I really wouldn't know what to do next.
Jolin mempertahankan atap di atas kepalanya berkat moratorium penggusuran sewa yang memaksa pemilik properti untuk menegosiasikan rencana pembayaran dan menjalani mediasi dengan penyewa mereka. Namun akhir pekan ini di Victoria, New South Wales dan Australia Barat akan menjadi tiga negara bagian terakhir yang mencabut moratorium mereka. Penyewa seperti Jolin merasa cemas.
I'm actually feeling very unsettled because I think not only me, a lot of people are still struggling to get back on their feet and a lot of people are still struggling to find jobs. The only difference with us is that we are only a dollar away from being homeless or having to choose between having a roof over our head or, you know, choosing to have food on the table.
Para pendukung penyewa mengatakan moratorium ini tidak dapat diberhentikan pada waktu yang lebih buruk. JobKeeper akan berakhir pada hari Minggu dan suplemen virus corona akan menyusul pada hari Rabu, yang berarti mereka yang berada di JobSeeker akan mendapat tunjangan $150 lebih sedikit setiap dua minggu. Di New South Wales, lebih dari 40 kelompok penyewa dan badan amal menulis surat terbuka kepada pemerintah memperingatkan pasti dapat menyebabkan gelombang penggusuran dan lonjakan tiba-tiba dalam tunawisma. CEO dari Persatuan Penyewa New South Wales, Leo Patterson Ross, mengatakan bahwa mereka sangat prihatin dengan jumlah hutang sewa yang ditimbulkan.
Our housing market is a competitive sport. You know, people are competing against others trying to find a home, which is really not a healthy way to run a housing system. But that is what we've got. And so if you have any kind of black mark, any kind of thing that puts you at the bottom of the list, it makes the task of finding a new home really, really difficult.
Sebuah penelitian baru dari University of New South Wales City Futures Research Centre menunjukkan bahwa hutang sewa mungkin akan mengikuti beberapa orang Australia selama bertahun-tahun ke depan. Setidaknya seperempat penyewa di seluruh negara ini mengatakan bahwa mereka kehilangan sebagian pendapatan selama pandemi, namun hanya 16% yang mampu mendapatkan variasi dari persewaannya. Dari variasi tersebut, 37% hanyalah penangguhan sewa. Penangguhan sewa yang berarti sebanyak 75.000 rumah tangga di seluruh negeri ini sekarang berada dalam hutang sewa. Rata-rata rumah tangga menangguhkan sewa $260 per minggu, dan jika itu berlanjut selama 9 bulan, rumah tangga tersebut sekarang akan memiliki hutang sebesar $8,400. Salah satu pemimpin dari studi itu, Chris Martin, mengatakan jumlah hutang sewa yang tidak terkendalikan kemungkinan akan mendorong orang-orang menjadi tunawisma.
Where agreements have been made between tenants and landlords to defer rents, it was typically in the order of about 30% of a person's rent liability. That's a substantial amount, but it's a mixed blessing. That's money that has to be repaid later, and for many households, those debts have already started coming due and are coming due now. And that's money that they're expected to pay on top of a rent that's gone back to normal as well. A lot of households are going to struggle, and that may mean terminations and evictions into homelessness.
New South Wales, Australia Barat dan Victoria semuanya telah mengumumkan langkah-langkah sementara dalam upaya untuk melunakkan dampak pencabutan moratorium itu. Badan amal seperti Jesuit Refugee Service sekarang bersiap-siap untuk menghadapi lonjakan permintaan bantuan mereka. Mereka membantu memberi makan dan menampung para pencari suaka yang banyak dari mereka tidak memiliki akses ke pembayaran tunjangan pemerintah selama pandemi ini. Koordinator kebijakan mereka, Nisdah Rego, mengatakan bahwa mereka semakin mengkhawatirkan kapasitas mereka untuk membantu.
We saw from March 2020 onwards a 263% increase in demand for our services. Where we previously, for example, were providing food aid to about 50 to 70 people a week, during the pandemic it's grown to about 1,000 people a week, including 300 kids. We're certainly concerned that there will be a spike in crisis calls from people who may be asked by their landlord to leave right away or may be asked to enter repayment plans that they can't really meet. And there will be people who are on the street, so we're worried about how we find them a place to live.
Seorang pencari suaka mengatakan cukup sulit untuk menemukan tempat tinggal, namun pandemi telah membuatnya hampir mustahil.
It is very difficult for people seeking asylum to rent a house in Australia because when you're on that bridging visa, most landlords, they do not even have the confidence to give people seeking asylum a place to live. But when the pandemic struck, I lost my job and I became homeless, so I could not be able to afford to pay my rent. And the person I used to share with left with no option but to kick me out of the place.
Kini dia telah menemukan seseorang untuk tinggal bersamanya, namun mengatakan menemukan akomodasi permanen tetap menjadi salah satu tantangan terbesar.
This is not permanent, this is temporary, and I don't even know what the future holds. And people need to know that these are human beings like any other Australians that deserve to eat good food, that deserve to live a better life. But they are actually destitute here in Australia. Some don't even have fixed accommodation. They spend their night wherever the day ends with them.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.